The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, welcome to the Chalene Show. I don't feel like being very energetic, so I'm not going to fake it. I'll probably end up updating the podcast maybe later today, but I wanted to get something up first thing in the morning because I know some of you guys are worried about me, and I just have a little setback from my surgery. I have had a reaction to, we think it's a reaction to the sutures on one side, which turned into like a mild infection, and I was flying to my parents' house today from New York to Grand Rapids and just started not feeling well and a lot of pain under my right breast, like on the ribs. So I sent the doctor some pictures and he was very, very precautious and said, turn around, you need to come back to New York City. So that was a whole huge fiasco. It was not that easy. And when I had more energy, I recorded a little tidbit on it. I'll probably just put that on Patreon on Saturday. Thank you for understanding. It's 10 o'clock at night. I've been on two flights, spent 2 hours getting IVs, like heavy, heavy, heavy antibiotics, and I really do not feel good. So, you know, Kristen was like, we can just post up like a, you know, an older episode or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but it's Fridays and I think people would rather just, like, know what's going on as opposed to, like, you know, then it leaves, like, a mystery. And I don't want to do that. The doctor is so, so precautious. He sat there with me. First of all, he had a vacation, and he postponed it and, like, wanted me back in New York. So he sat there with me the entire time. I'm getting this awful antibiotic IV that makes you so itchy. We're just treating it like it's a major infection, even though they took a culture and they don't have the culture back yet, but, you know, just be safe. He's treating it with like major antibiotics and it just makes me feel very nauseous at the moment and tired. And P.S., I'm fine. Like, don't you dare even start with your sympathy. This is all going to work out. It's all part of the fiasco. It's part of the nightmare. It's part of the plan. All going to be fine. Infections are sometimes something that happens after surgery. And, you know, this didn't happen until like 2.5 weeks after my surgery. So it's really kind of odd. But he said sometimes sutures will do that. Certain people's skin, body just rejects them. So I checked back into a hotel by myself. Brett could not get on the flight. I'll tell you that whole story later. And I want to tell you guys about our 10 envelopes in New York City. That was so amazing. And it carried over through today. Yeah. But I need to go rest. I promise I'm going to feel better tomorrow and record a whole new podcast. It's just been a super duper long day and I'm not feeling well. I love you. Bye. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at chalene.com.